Track 6, more news stories. Student exhibition puts spotlight on photography. Talented students from schools across Teignbridge will be putting their creative talent in the spotlight when they take part in a pop-up photographic exhibition. Budding photographers from Coombs Head College, Teign School, Newton Abbott College and South Dartmoor Community College will be displaying their photos at the Courtney Centre in Newton Abbott. The exhibition on Tuesday, February the 4th, is free to enter and has been arranged by Newton Abbott Photographic Club and supported by Rotary Newton Abbott. It will run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The exhibition promises to be a vibrant display of young talent and creativity. The aim is to encourage the next generation of photographers and raising awareness of photography as a powerful form of art. The CREATE Creative Arts Academy at Coombs Head Academy is home to specialist studios and teachers offering learning in an exciting range of creative courses. CREATE offers art and design, photography, textiles, 3D design and graphics, providing young people with a pathway to a successful future in diverse and rewarding arts careers. Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education Southwest, said, "At Education Southwest, we believe in the power of community collaboration to inspire creativity. This pop-up photographic exhibition is a wonderful example of how Coombs Head Academy connects with local partners to provide students with meaningful opportunities. We are proud to support initiatives that not only inspire our young people, but also enrich the wider community, showcasing the talent and potential of the next generation."
A thief from Teignmouth has been jailed after being convicted of a string of offences in South Devon. Lucy Hanks, 37, of Bitton Park Road in Teignmouth, was sentenced at Exeter Crown Court after pleading guilty to 4 thefts, breach of a suspended sentence order, breach of a court order, and possession of methadone. Hanks was sentenced to 16 months in custody. The court heard how in March last year, Hanks entered Tesco Express store in Teignmouth in breach of her bail conditions. Once inside, Hanks selected 17 bottles of wine from the end of the alcohol aisle, concealed them in 2 bags and left the store without approaching the tills. Hanks then returned to the store, wearing the same clothing, carrying the now empty bags, and filled them up with a further 17 bottles of wine before leaving again. The thefts were caught on CCTV and involved wine estimated as being worth more than £300. Around 4 weeks later, Hanks was further arrested and once again bailed with conditions not to enter the Tesco Express store. Despite this, Hanks entered the store on the 7th of April and selected food items before again walking off without payment. The drug offence took place on October the 30th, 2024, at Tesco Extra in Kingstainton, when officers attended a domestic incident during which Hanks was searched and found in possession of methadone despite not having a prescription for it. Neighbourhood beat manager for Teignmouth, Robbie Mangan, said Hanks continued to target and steal from the same shop, regardless of the conditions imposed on her. Her crimes affected shop staff and show her to be a persistent and significant shoplifter. "We welcome the sentence imposed by the court, and it shows that we will continue to crack down on shoplifting within our community."
Support for annual fireworks is pulled. This year's annual Sheldon and Teignmouth bonfire and fireworks display is under threat after Teignmouth Town Council threatened to withdraw support for the event. The annual Teignmouth and Sheldon bonfire and fireworks is the only free-to-attend pyrotechnic event in the area. It is organised jointly by Teignmouth Town Council and Sheldon Parish Council, with a bonfire lit on Sheldon Beach and fireworks launched from the Point Beach in Teignmouth. Funding for the event is partly generated by donations made on the night, with additional resources being provided by Teignmouth Town Council and Sheldon Parish Council. Councillors at Tynmouth Town Council Events Committee meeting held on January 7th proposed that the council should not move forward with the fireworks this year. However, Sheldon Parish Council were totally blindsided and shocked by the decision. Sheldon Parish Council feels very let down, said the Parish Council Chair of the Bonfire and Fireworks Committee, Joe Cumley. We have not been told the reasons, but we understand it is not financial, she added. Speaking at the latest Tynmouth Town Council meeting on Tuesday, January 21st, Joe urged Tynmouth Town Council to reconsider its decision to withdraw financial and logistical support for the event. She cited the event as a great example of two neighbouring councils working together to produce the hugely popular event that attracts thousands of people who spend money in local businesses outside the main summer season. Tynmouth Mayor, Councillor Kate Williams, reported that the Town Council had arranged a meeting with Sheldon Parish Council to discuss the matter on February 5th. Tynmouth Town Council Events Committee will then revisit the issue at their next meeting before a final decision is made at the next full Tynmouth Council meeting.
Star composers' trip to Newton Abbot. Newton Abbot Museum is helping a digital archive uncover a little-known story about British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor. The Mixed Museum is visiting Newton Abbot on Thursday, January the 30th, to discover more about the Coleridge-Taylor trip to the town in 1902, when he conducted Newton Abbot's Choral Society Silver Jubilee performance of his most famous work, Hiawatha's Wedding Feast. Researchers from the Mixed Museum will visit the Alexandra Hall, now the cinema, where the concert was held, and Glossop's, the stationers, now the Clock Tower coffee shop, where the tickets were sold. They will share their findings in a three-part podcast focusing on the social history of train travel and Coleridge Taylor's experiences as a black, mixed-race, middle-class man in Britain at the turn of the century.
Double storm, weather trouble. A weekend of wild weather has left a fair part of the area battered and bruised. Trees were toppled, roads became rivers, electrical power was disrupted, and all courtesy of storms Eon and Hermina that rolled in back to back from the Atlantic to whip up a weather frenzy. The Met Office were kept busy issuing a non-stop flow of yellow weather warnings for wind and rain. On Dartmoor at Okehampton was soaked by 35.8 millimetres of rain on Sunday, while winds gusting to 83 miles per hour were recorded at Bury Head in South Devon. Devon County Council's Network Operations Control Centre were inundated with reports of fallen trees blocking roads, while National Grid had additional teams of engineers on standby to deal with numerous power cuts across the area. And this item is supported by some photographs showing flooded fields, waves crashing over, but there's rather one sweet one here of some flooded fields near Teen Grace, with lots of ducks and geese and swans happily swimming about.